The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom, and read from the prophet Isaiah. The eyes of all were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Jesus said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But the truth is, there are many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove Jesus out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill in which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But Jesus passed in the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. We are called to journey in the Lord. Like this foreigner, Naaman the Syrian, who came from afar looking for a prophet of God. A part of this journey is to recognize the timing of the Lord. His way, his timing is not our timing. His thinking is not our thinking. It's so much above ours. And the journey that we are called to, it is a journey that calls us to end in salvation, holiness. The sad reality is that many will not even take up this journey. They want to live in their comfortable lifestyle, in what is familiar to them. This was the difficulty with the people of Nazareth at the time of Jesus. They looked upon the son of the carpenter, an ordinary man in their eyes, and they couldn't see the way to a Messiah in him. So they didn't even start the journey to accepting that. And we know, too, in any great journey, you can picture before us, you're going across a great continent, hiking or traveling slowly as they did in the past. You have to go up hills and valleys and obstacles and rivers. This is an image of what the Lord is calling us to trust in Him and to seek the destination of salvation and holiness. The difficulty in that journey for those who take it is when we get to the mountaintops, perhaps the first one, you look upon the beauty that you behold. The temptation is to remain there, but you don't want to enter into the valley and continue the journey. This is where many young people find themselves after the enthusiasm of youth, of an ideals, seeing a vocation. As we hear in the second reading, The familiar quotes in 1 Corinthians, which is often chosen by couples for their marriage, love is patient, love is kind, love forgives, love is persevering, does not hold grudges. In truth, these words are not particularly associated with marriage. They were speaking primarily about Christian charity towards one another. But they do apply to marriage. And even more so over the years, over the journey of life. As St. John Paul II said, before he was Pope, in his work, Love and Responsibility, that marital love starts usually through romance and physical attraction, but the mature love over time grows into loving the person for who they are, created in the image of God, and self-sacrificing love for the other. This is when those words truly take hold. You see, it's a temptation for many married couples after years in marriage. They look over at the other person and they may complain to the priest who says this. Yes, you may say love is patient, kind, but you don't know my spouse. How can I be kind and patient to him or her? The words are still there. The ideals are still there, but they are calling you now to a mature love in the Lord. Mature trust in Him. This is what Jeremiah experienced also, the prophet we heard in the first reading. We get a snippet here about his calling as a prophet. And we can imagine he is a young man, heard these words striking his heart. He had the flame alive of a prophet that the Lord would be with him. But even in these words, the Lord is warning him. There will be difficulties and challenges. They will persecute you. And you will see many terrible things happen to my nations. In the image we are following, you will be called to climb up large, difficult mountains, enter into deep valleys, and continue the journey. Do not give up. We know in time, Jeremiah did face persecutions, ridicule. He was considered politically incorrect in his time. Proclaiming there will become woe and difficulties upon Israel unless you repent. That the other nations will overrun you unless you return to the true God. It did happen. They didn't like him. They persecuted him. They threw him in a cistern. But he persevered. And that flame of the Holy Spirit continued to burn in his heart, giving him peace and meaning through it all, so that he finished the journey in a good way, as later St. Paul will say. See, over time, if we enter more deeply into this journey, the love remains. The romance of the youth in that way is no longer necessarily there, but more deep. You can see this in married couples who have lived their life in the faith for years. Is that perhaps the youthful romance is not there in the way it was before, but in a deeper way. They're there at the bedside for the one who is dying, their spouse who is dying, or visiting them in the nursing home, or sacrificing and praying for them because they're far from God, not practicing the faith. This is the deeper love that one is called to, the self-sacrificing love. In truth, for many, this can only be lived through the grace of the Lord. This is why He makes marriage a sacrament, to get extra grace. And to continue the journey for all of us takes the grace of the Lord. As you stand upon the heights, looking upon the beauty or in times of joy, or enter into the valleys of the depths of difficulties, do not give up. Trust in the Lord. He has a plan for you, a timing for you that you do not know and do not understand, greater than you. Just like here, we could see that they were about to throw him off the cliff, but it was not yet the Lord's time. God the Father had determined that there was more for Jesus to preach, more for him to suffer, more difficulties for him to enter into. Not yet to give up the journey of his incarnation here on earth, but to go to the final destination of the cross. No, if you continue this journey of the Lord, you will have meaning. The Lord will help you through, help you to mature in love in the Lord. We know in the end, when we come to judgment, the Lord will look upon no longer our anything that greatness that we've done in this world, but the virtues we've built up in our life. And as we've learned to trust in the Lord, to hope in Him, those will pass away, and what will be left is how we have built up the love of the Lord and of our neighbor through our actions and our desires for God. This will last for eternity. Would then we would persevere and trust in the Lord in this journey towards salvation and holiness in Him, and not turn back or not fall into despair, but trust in the way of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.